It's the Raven and the Blues. It's Talk Radio Europe on FM across the coast of Spain. Kansas City Online Radio, which is heard across the states but beaming out of Kansas City. Often when you get to a certain stage in life, you look around and you see adverts and you think that's bullshit, that they're lying to me. But there was one tour which is just coming to an end called the Giants of Blues Rock, and that's exactly what it is. And we have the two of them here with me today, which is amazing. Papa Chubby, we last met about 4 or 5 weeks ago when you were in London. Walter, I met you last about 3 years ago when you were again on tour over here. It's great to have you together. And as I say, coming to the end of your tour and then heading back to the States, what, in a couple of days' time?
Yes, going back on Monday. So we got, what, 3 more shows?
3 more shows.
And the shows have been really big, prestigious venues as well, haven't they? They've been awfully good venues.
They're going good, man. Yeah.
It's been wonderful, really. But the Giants of Blues Rock Tour never really ends.
No.
It just keeps going on and on and on. Perhaps not together, but the Giants yes. cannot be stopped.
You yeah. see. You've known each other quite a few years, I would guess. Is that fair?
Yeah. I think we met in the 90s, man.
Mm. Yeah.
When we were both way younger and better looking.
But it was, we did a tour in Holland.
Holland.
The Jimi Hendrix yeah. tour. And I think that was 17 years ago.
It was like 96 or 97, yeah.
Mm. Even earlier than that, I think.
Long time ago.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that you're
we actually hit it off and became friends on that tour.
Right.
And spoke to each other, which is kind of rare.
Now, that's some years ago, and those were the days when life was a lot more free living, in a sense. And we've all become a lot better behaved recently, haven't we, in the terms of the things that we put
well,
into
I was pretty well behaved on that tour.
Okay, right. Yeah, okay.
I've always been well behaved.
Yeah, of course. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have been mentioned.
I sowed all my wild oats in my, you know, before I really started getting going, but you know, it's I don't think you can go both ways, man. I mean, look at Amy Winehouse.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, you get great talent like that, and they wind up dead, and so many people in that club. It's so sad. So, you know, I know Walter, I probably speak for Walter, is that we leave that to the,
to the
amateurs.
Yes.
Yeah.
And whose idea was it to put the two of you together on a tour like this?
Papa's.
Right. Actually, I have to give credit. It was Reinhard Buchmann's, our German, we share a German booking agent, and he came up with the initial idea to do some shows in Germany, Austria, and Switzerland. So it started there, and then I'm fairly well known in France, and Walter's fairly well known in the UK, so I suggested, well, why don't we do a cultural sharing, if you will, kind of like an exchange student thing,
yes,
where, you know, you get the French exchange student who stays in your house and he gets your sister pregnant, like that kind of thing.
So we have crepe Suzette's and Yorkshire pudding.
Exactly, yeah. But not together.
And you've, as I say, you've played some very big venues on this one too. Has it been sort of different for the two of you working side, knowing each other all these years, but now playing on the same stage with each other? Has there been a different kind of effect?
No, it's been really easy, man. I mean, these guys are remarkably easy to deal with. I'm just speaking for myself, but it's been a pretty egoless tour. I think Walter and I are kind of coming from the same place, that it's really about the people and about making music and just getting out there and doing our thing. And, you know, we've been doing it for a while, so we don't have the maniacal ego that some artists have. We're kind of just out there to just, like, you know, have fun, man, and play some music and give the people a good time. And I think it's been a gas, man. We've been up on stage every night jamming. It's been
I've seen some amazing fun,
and I think the public is really
I've seen some amazing videos.
They really loved it, and I think we've given people a really remarkable gift. And at the same time, we've done a good thing for ourselves. So it's been a win-win-win situation.
Good shows, man.
Some great stuff on YouTube showing the two of you toe-to-toe. Fabulous stuff, yeah.
But that's the thing. It hasn't been... You know, I've jammed with a lot of guitar players, and it always turns into a cutting contest. With me and Walter, there's been none of that. We just got on stage. We have so many similar references that it's like he'll play something and go, oh, yeah, I know that. And I'll play some kind of feeding off each other.
Right.
And that's, to me, the best guitar players who play together. You know, like, I mean, take the Stones, man, you know. You know, Keith and Ronnie, or even Keith and McTaylor, not so much. But, you know, it becomes one guitar at certain points.
Yeah.
And it's like when you see a flock of birds, man, there's one mind. And it's like, that's the beauty of playing music.
And this guy is an unbelievable library of old blues and blues rock vocabulary. It's pretty amazing, really, to be up there on stage with him and check out all the stuff he can pull out of the hat.
Right.
It's really fun.
I haven't asked you what you're going to be doing today. We've got a couple of smallish cabinets, so we can't be too, you know, but basically you're working at the very low levels. I'll zoom the camera in on Puffers.
Yeah, zooming on this one, man.
All 8 inches of amazing counter that he's got there.
That's what she said to me last night.
I knew I'd fed you the line, I'd get the response.
Of course, I showed it to her twice, but...
pushing out about, it must be at least 3 watts, and Walter's got a kind of older, bashed-around Fender as well.
That's actually a nice amp, man, that Silver Vibrolux.
It's seen a few road miles, I guess, that one. What have you decided what you're going to do for us, or even how it's going to work, seeing as I say it's been so high energy on stage?
I'll just play the blues. Why don't you do one, then I'll do one.
Why don't I'll do one, then you'll do one, man. How about we do that one we just do and walk about myself?
Go ahead, hit me.
Or even, I got an even better one, man. Key E. Sun run up the daytime, moon right up at night. I light up when you call my name. Gonna treat me right, that's what love done now, baby. What love done now, baby. That's what love done now, baby. Oh, it drive me crazy, yes it does. Light up in the daytime, moonlight up at night. I light up when you call my name, baby. Gonna treat me right, that's what love done now, baby. Love done now, baby. Love done now, baby. Oh, it drives me crazy, yes it does. Come on, help me. Oh yeah, come on, Walter.
The Raven and the Blues, Kansas City Online Radio, Talk Radio Europe, playing live, Walter Trout, Papa Chubby together. Walter, your album came out about a year ago now, Common Ground, was it?
Yeah, a year and a half ago. It's all a blur to me anymore.
But it was very well received here in the UK and did amazingly well in the blues charts across the world as well, didn't it?
Did real good, and it got the best reviews I ever got, mm-hmm. which I always take with a grain of salt anyway, you know.
But I mean, but it's also the sales have been reflected in the reviews as well, haven't they? I mean, it's sold well.
Sure.
Yeah. And is therefore another album due in about another year's time, roughly?
Well, I just recorded one. I finished it at 3 a.m. the night before I left on this tour. And it's my engineer guy back in L.A., the extraordinary Mr. Eric Korn, is mixing the thing as we speak right now. And he's been sending me mixes on the road here. And thing sounds real good. It's I did it with my band, and it's basically a blues album, the first one that I've really just went for doing a blues record. But I did, when the record label said, why don't you do a blues record, I told them that I'd be happy to do that, but I was going to write the whole thing. So I wrote 14 original blues songs because I didn't think the world needed another version of Got My Mojo Working and Stormy Monday,
yes.
You know. So I'm excited about it. It's scheduled for release here in the UK on, I believe it's the 24th of April.
That's pretty fast. You've got the mastering and the to finish and the sleeve work.
And the title of the album is Blues for the Modern Days, and Days is spelled D-A-Z-E.
Was it easy to write or difficult to write in sort of an old blues album, in a sense?
I found it pretty easy, actually, and it ended up being sort of a concept album about the modern world that we live in and certain problems we're going through and certain things I feel about kind of modern life and... you know, so I look forward to getting it out there and see how it does, you know.
Mm. And Papa, when we met last sort of eight weeks ago thereabouts, you were over here promoting your new album, which had then kind of just been released.
3 weeks ago. Tearing up the charts.
And again, great reviews on that one, too.
Yeah, the reviews have been just internationally really great, and the sales have been my best sales ever. And I think it has a lot to do with the record came out of I had a really bad year last year, a lot of heartbreak, personal tragedy, and instead of letting it stop me and get me down, I channeled it into the music and wrote songs about it, and I think misery sells. there's a certain point where you stop singing the blues and you start living it. And for me, that was 2011, man. And I'm happy to say my guitar has still not let me down.
It's strange, though, because you said words to that effect when we met, and I thought I didn't hear that in the album. So I came back, put the album on the CD player again, listened to it again, and I thought, I still don't really hear it, you know? I mean, it's obviously you're channeling a lot of pain and anguish, but at the same time, it's not a sad album at all.
Well, I don't think sad is necessarily what I meant. Mm. I just meant that it's really from the depths of my soul.
Cathartic, in a sense.
And I think that's... You know, whenever you sit down, whenever I sit down to try and write, it's always from an inspiration. I used to be one of those textbook songwriters who wrote songs for other people and you know, Diane Warren and that kind of stuff. And I gave it up because I didn't feel it was genuine.
Mm.
And I wanted to write from my soul and about my life experiences. And, you know, I've met some really brilliant people along the lines of my career. And the best advice I ever got from anybody was, if you feel what you're doing, it'll always be right.
Yeah.
So that's what I go for, man. And on this record, it's, you know, the record's really a love song to my hometown, New York City, mm-hmm. man, which has always been my inspiration, where I started and where I plug in. And it's love is not a one-sided coin, man, nor is life. You got to take the good with the bad, and you have to be thankful for everything that comes your way, even though sometimes it may be joy and sometimes it may be pain.
Yeah.
That's all in the record, man. And I think that's the global thread that people can relate to. Everybody is that everybody's born, everybody lives, everybody suffers, and everybody dies. And in the midst of that, we try and have a good time.
And our lives are all roller coaster rides. Yeah, never just flat and level.
Absolutely.
Yes. Great stuff. What are you going to do for us next, gentlemen? Where are we going to go next?
Mr. Truth?
I don't know. Key of A.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Chubby, play the blues now. Thank you.
I'll dedicate that to Mark Tiley listening on the Isle of Man, head of Manx Radio, and also Ted Damon's listening in Philadelphia, who probably died and gone to guitar heaven. Thank you so much, gentlemen. That was absolutely fabulous. It's live on the top deck of a houseboat on the River Thames, Walter Trout and Papa Chubby playing together and talking about the tour that's almost coming to an end. Has this given you ideas to kind of do it again with, say, other people, or to do it again, just the two of you again?
I think it's a great idea. And I think it, I know it gets both of us in front of people that haven't seen us before. Mm. You know, I get to play for his fans.
From my point of view, and I'll say this on the air, it would be an honor to tour and play with Walter Trout anywhere at any time. He's a gentleman. He's a good friend. I consider him a brother and an ally, and one of the people I truly respect in this business. I hope we do get an opportunity to do it again in Europe, perhaps in the States, to do some shows. And you know, the world is our oyster, man. You know, neither one of us is going to stop anytime soon. I know that.
Yeah.
Because we got kids and they're expensive.
Yep.
When I saw one of the things on YouTube, which I think was shot in Luxembourg, and the two of you were literally toe to toe, as I say, and there was a look on, I forget on whose face it was, but it was like, look at one of you looked at the other one and thought, like, shit, where did he get that from? Because it looked like you were really sort of firing off each other and getting.
You stole my watch. Is what it was.
And getting 110% out of each of you in a way.
No, I'll tell you, every night when I'm jamming with him, I crack up, though, because he pulls more stuff out of the hat that I haven't heard before.
So he basically is throwing things at you when you go, oh,
yeah,
yes.
And it's a blast, you know.
But these guys put on a great show every night, man. They never fail. They get out there, and it's really a great show, and we get out there, we try and do the same. I think the real winner, you know, when the concept came, you get all these clowns out there like, oh, you're going to kick Walter's ass. Walter's going to kick your butt or whatever. I know. Yes. You can't swear on radio.
Ass is okay.
But anyway, the only winner in this whole thing has been the public.
Yeah.
The public has been the winner every night because they got a guitar show that rivals the guitar shows I saw as a kid, man. When I saw, like, you know, Johnny Winter and Mahogany Rush tour together, I saw, like, Foghat and Aerosmith tour and bands like that, and it was, you know, 3.5 hours of great guitar music all night. And you don't get that anymore. Everybody's out there. Everybody wants to top everybody else and clean everybody else's clock. And personally, from my point of view, man, nobody's the best guitar player in the world, man. And everybody's the best guitar player, man. It's not about that. It's about getting on stage and giving something genuine to the public, and then the public gives it back. And I know Walter understands that because he's been doing it for so long, and so have I. And it's, you know, like I said, getting back to it, it's a win-win situation for everybody involved. So.
And you know what, man? This is not sports.
No.
Exactly.
It's supposed to be, you know, creating some joy and some beauty. And it's
right.
Not about running a marathon. And, I mean, when I was a kid, I went to a gig, for instance, where in 1970, Eric Clapton got up and jammed with B.B. King.
Yes.
And I wasn't sitting in the front row going, well, who's kicking whose butt?
No.
I was enjoying the whole spirit and the music and the beauty of the whole thing,
exactly.
You know?
Oh, when Jeff Beck was touring with Stevie Ray towards the end, man, I saw a couple of those shows. It was just like every night was just a huge orgasm, man. You know, it just got better and better, man. And it's there should be more of that, man. I've been a proponent of trying to make that happen with other artists, and I have to say with Walter, it was the right two artists at the right time, because it really came together very seamlessly. And much thanks to the crew that was involved. Andrew, Walter's tour manager, and Phyllis sound man, Paul Camilleri here, who drove us around in the UK. And without those guys, it would, you know, without those guys, you know, having to take our abuse and getting paid very low wages, and really,
you're gonna make them cry.
But really, what it is that they have such small members that they really can't do anything else. So, you know, we're actually giving them a break, I think.
You're both from the same, I'm going to shrink geography massively here, but you're both from the same part of the USA, in the sense New Jersey and New York, is that right?
Oh, right. Well, but I've been from Jersey originally.
I'm from Jersey, that. Man, but I grew up, yeah, but I've been in California for 36 years.
Yeah. West Coast, man, yeah, East Coast.
Yeah. Okay, that throws out.
If we were rappers, we'd have to shoot each other.
Yes.
But I grew up in Jersey. Yeah. You've seen The Sopranos?
Mm-hmm.
Those are the guys I went to high school with.
And those guys were my relatives, so.
And that's why I moved to L.A., you know.
And you're a Queens boy, and for those who say... Oh,
actually, the Bronx.
The Bronx,
okay. And Queens. Bronx is always first, man.
Okay, right.
Yeah, but I'm a New Yorker, born and bred.
Mm-hmm.
Tried and true.
And so the East Coast and the West Coast met on this, it's all seemed to have flowed remarkably well in a way.
Yeah. It's been nothing but great every night. Last night... You know, especially was really a fabulous show.
It's a great venue.
It's always great to play blues in London, man.
Yeah, it's a good venue as well, that Islington,
it's
the
New
O2.
New York in L.A., man. He has a piece of New York pizza. I eat some tofu, you know what I mean?
I tofu on the pizza, though.
Where should we go now, musically? What are you going to do for us next, gentlemen? Any ideas?
One more?
I'll play guitar, man.
Why don't we do Catfish?
Yeah.
And we could switch verses if you don't mind.
Sure. All right. Start it off. Tell me how.
Looking women swimming after me, swimming after me, showing never does, showing never does. really calming down. Get my way. One call for midnight, one for light of day. I don't care what my baby say, I'm gonna love you anyway.
Blues gets no better than that. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to half an hour of some amazing playing and some great conversation. Papa Chubby, Walter Trouts, thank you so much for being on The Raven and the Blues.
Thanks, Dave.
Thanks, Dave.